Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How is Aaron Boone? Wow, working a little blue. Seriously. I kind of get his point, though. I don't like Aaron Boone, obviously. I'm from this area, so I can't stand him.
But he's 1,000% right about
this.
Oh,
he's so right. Yeah. He's so right. He's like, people thought the Red Sox were going to be pretty good. He's like, he's playing the little engine that could. And it's true. Cora's going like, nobody thought we were going to be good.
Nobody thought we could do it.
Literally, our whole show had them in at least the ALCS. We all said they were going to win the division. I was looking up after he said that.
Billy had him winning the World
winning
Series.
Winning the whole thing.
The World Series.
Somebody else
he's
had.
He's like, no one had us in the playoffs.
I think it was at the Herald or Mass Live or one of them. Every writer there had him making the playoffs. But you're like, all right, that's local. Maybe we're just excited about it. I was looking up some of the other like best bets before the season or like MLB predictions. Guys, like, this might be bold, but give me the Red Sox with like 94 wins or whatever. Like, CBS is like, give me the Red Sox to win the division. Like, everybody thought the Red Sox were going to be good.
Somebody sent us this when we were bitching about it yesterday. FanGraphs, it was like 24 of their writers had the Red Sox in the playoffs.
Like, something, like,
something
seemed,
like, most people had you in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
It's Rodney Harrison, and if it works for you, great. If this motivates you, so be it. But don't prop it up like you did a better job because that's what it is.
But we all see through it. Like if you're going to do it, I mean, at least make it halfway believable. Like, trust me, I don't mind leaning in on a hot take, Cora, but you got to make it halfway believable.
And even, like, he, like, tried to make it more by, swearing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, bud.
The manager on the other side is laughing at you.
Yeah.
So, like,
everybody thought you guys were going to be pretty good.
Now, look, I don't think Boone's a great manager. Red Sox should have the advantage in this series. Cora's beaten the Yankees twice in the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. You make a lot of money. Go prove it, Alex. Like, it's a good proving ground for all the pro Cora people out there. And I'm not one of them, but I'd take Alex Cora over Aaron Boone.
Yep.
And you should have a big advantage in this series. With the manager. So let's see if that actually plays out. But, yeah, that's a joke. And we all saw right through it. And everybody knows. Most people had the Red Sox in the playoffs before the year started. If he said when we traded Rafi, when we traded Rafi, no one believed we'd make the playoffs, he still couldn't yell at you and me.
No. No, God, no.
We thought they'd be better. His boss, Breslow, thought they'd be better. I don't know if he's his boss. The GM thought they'd be better and said it and put it on the record. And so he can't yell at everybody. But that, to me, would have been much closer to the bone. Hey, when we traded Rafi, no one thought we'd be here in the playoffs, and now we're shutting everybody up. That would have been more accurate.
No, like, if you made some sort of line about how people jumped ship and now we're jumping back on, like that kind of thing, then so be it. But, like, he specifically said at the beginning of the season where everybody had you in. Playoff roster is out, Jones. The 26 men. That'll try to defeat the Yankees.
Oh, this is the calendar. We have the calendar.
We have the 20. Yeah, we're going to have to whittle this down.
Yeah, okay.
Or they might have to share a month, some of these guys.
Okay.
They're going with 12 pitchers. 12 pitchers on the roster in alphabetical order. Brian Baio, Aroldis Chapman, Garrett Crochet, Connolly Early, Kyle Harrison, Zach Kelly, Steven Matz, Justin Slayton, Peyton Tolley, Greg Weissert, Garrett Whitlock, and Justin Wilson.
Okay. So some notes on that. No Bernardino.
No.
No May, obviously no Giolito, no Ken's favorite, no Chris Murphy.
Murphy struck out Shohei Ohtani.
Score one for Ken, no Murphy.
No,
in this series,
but Tolley and Early. That's not a shock, but I just think, you know, good for those guys.
Tolley, Early, Harrison.
Yep.
They're all on over Bernardino, May, and Murphy, who were choices to be left off. Maybe Bernardino's not healthy. Giolito is obviously hurt, so they had to make a move there. That's probably how Harrison snuck on.
Yeah. Probably.
I don't know that they're going to use him, but that's probably how he snuck on. Okay,
it's amazing. You have 12 pitchers, and really, you have two starters.
Yeah.
Right? Like, pretty much. Like, Tolley and Early, maybe, you know, long-term, hopefully, they will be starters. But right now, you're like, you have 10 relievers and two starters. Obviously, Narvaez and Wong.
Yep.
Alex Bregman, despite him having an illness, apparently.
Okay, so they didn't leave him off for the sniffies.
No, he's on there.
Good.
David Hamilton, Nathaniel Lowe, and Trevor Story.
I probably don't need David Hamilton on the team, but whatever.
I don't.
Keep going. Yeah.
No. Willier Abreu, Jaron Duran, Rob Refsnyder, Masataka Yoshida, Nate Eaton, Romy Gonzalez, Sadon Rafaela, and Nick Sogard are all on there. It's amazing, like, the Roman Anthony injury, and yet somehow you get Nate Eaton and Nick Sogard on the playoff roster?
Well, Yankees are going with lefties to start the first two games, right? So I wonder if some of that is matchup-based. I think.
Well, I would assume Romy and Refsnyder are in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, it's true. So I don't know. I don't know that you can possibly start Nate Eaton. But
no.
I was looking at
the guy can pinch run and stuff like that. He could be useful.
Yeah. True. And he does have good numbers against Fried. I was looking at this for betting purposes, but he's 2-for-3 in one start with a couple of walks against Fried.
Ooh, good eye.
So I don't know if that's a guy
good plate discipline.
I don't know if that's a guy you want to get in there specific to this matchup. Or like you said, he is a replacement player, a pinch runner, or just a guy who can hit against lefties later on in the game.
Yeah.
But there might be some value there specific to this pitching matchup.
I mean,
tonight.
It's going to be interesting to see like just how right-handed they can make the lineup. You know, Bregman, Story, Refsnyder, Gonzalez, Rafaela, Narvaez. So, like, that's a start. But yep. I would assume you still got to have Jaron Duran in there. And, you know, we'll see where they go.
So Duran, by the way?
Yeah.
Horrible against lefties all year. Horrible specifically against Fried. I just backed out of it. I think he's 0-for-10.
So, but you got to have him in there, right? Maybe have him
Cora,
hit, like,
Cora said yesterday he's going to be in
there. Yeah, I was going to say he's going to be in there, but, like, where do you think he's going to hit? Like, 7th or 8th?
Yeah, maybe.
We've seen that before, too.
Hang on, let me get this for you. I believe he's 0-for-10 in his career against Fried.
Oh, no. Really?
Yep.
He's due? You want to go with that?
He is due. Duran, yeah. 0-for-10, 5 Ks against Max Fried. I don't know if you want Yoshida in there either tonight.
No, my guess would be no. Like Nathaniel Lowe and Yoshida.
That's a harder one, though, because he's been red hot. But I don't want him in there against the lefty either. So maybe that's a way to sneak in one of your extra righties, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. I'm interested. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. You agree they have the managerial advantage, Cora,
yes,
over Boone?
I do.
Okay. I don't know that he can make enough of a difference in this series to just straight up win it with the Red Sox down their third starter, no Roman Anthony, but we'll see. You know, the Cora people is a big series for you out there. Mm-hmm. He's highly paid. We all agree you have the advantage, so let's see it actually play out. Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
So you guys know I'm a diehard Yankees fan, but even I think Aaron Boone is a clown.
Hang on real quick. Keith, you shook your head. I also didn't know.
I did not know that.
We did not know you were a Yankee fan.
I associate you with the Bruins. Yeah, I did not know about the Yankees.
I was unaware of that. I didn't even know you like baseball.
It's the only Boston team I don't like is the Red Sox.
Got it.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Good to know. We'll add that to your master file.
With that said, yes, I know the Red Sox spanked the Yankees this year, but they didn't spank them in the last series. And since then, the Yankees' bats have been hot. Judge, Stanton, Rice, Chisholm, Bellinger. And I think on the big stage, I think Crochet drops a big, fat, wet one tonight.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was a quick.
Good Lord.
A big, fat, wet one. That was a quicker hook.
Yeah,
than
seriously.
To give him there.
You were waiting for something else. I thought he was going to go a little bit.
No, I kind of flinched.
A little more aggressive.
Crochet in his career has made playoff appearances. I believe they were all out of the bullpen for the White
because,
Sox.
Yeah, because, I mean, more recently, the White Sox teams that he, like, pitched more for were trash teams. But he did pitch out of the pen, right, in whatever one of those years?
Yep. He has made 4 appearances out of the bullpen in 2020. One there. You don't count that, Keith.
No.
And then he made 3 in 2021. He's pitched 3 total innings, hasn't given up a run.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So look, if you want to say Crochet's never done it, accurate.
Yeah. No, we'll see.
I don't know. I don't know what you'd see in his playoff history this year. The matchup specific to the Yankees. I gave you the numbers earlier. He's 3-0 in four starts with an ERA in the low threes. He's punching out way more guys than innings he's faced. The Red Sox won all four of those games. So you can say he's never done it, and you don't believe he'll do it. I just don't really know what you're basing that on, other than he's never done it, which is fair to say. He has never done it. But if you watched him at all this year against that team, he has locked him down, including, and Mark wanted to go to this series. Again, I was unaware he's a Yankee fan.
No, I didn't know that.
The Yankees did win one series against the Red Sox this year. They lost the other three.
Yeah.
And I believe the Red Sox were 5-2 in the Bronx against New York. But the last game, Crochet started and the Red Sox won. So even in the series the Yankees won, Crochet won that game.
Yeah, I just felt like there were a handful of times this year, and he got the ball and went every single time. But there were a handful of times where you're like, all right, this is a big one for him. What's this going to look like? You know, maybe it, based on either opponent or it was, you know, a losing streak or like where they were at and like all these different things. And I don't know, he was up to the challenge every time. Like I feel good about Garrett Crochet. But yeah, there is an unknown. I'm sure the Yankees felt great when they had like Garrett Cole, or you know, teams felt great when they first had somebody like David Price in the postseason. And
good point.
You're like, oh, wait a minute.
Good point.
Maybe these guys aren't ready for the postseason. So there is an unknown, but
617-779-7937. You can discuss this matchup. By the way, Max Fried, I wouldn't feel great about him in the postseason. That's a lifetime 5.10 ERA.
Oh.
Although he was part of a World Series winner.
Yeah, he was on that Braves team,
with the
right?
Braves, where he was that 2021 when they won it. He was fine that postseason, not great. He was 2-2.
It is, and they scored like a million runs that year. So he was anybody with a 5-year rate could have won games.
He was 4.23 that specific postseason, but lifetime he's 5.10 in 20 appearances, 12 starts in the playoffs. So if there's somebody who's probably not going to pitch well, it's him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.